That was me, lady.
Who's you?
Please, mister. Don't turn around and don't move a muscle.
Because if you even breathe, I'll blow you right through the wall.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Death in the Dark. While the Norths are peacefully asleep in their Greenwich Village apartment, two men are working feverishly in a warehouse on the east side just before dawn. One of them holds a flashlight, while the other applies a large metal bar to the hinges of a heavy black safe.
Coming, kid. He'll be popping in a minute.
Need any help?
No, I can make it all by myself. There she goes. Now give me that can opener. The spring is good.
It won't take much longer, will it, Willie? I mean...
Take it easy, kid. Yes, kid. Put some of those tools away if you want to keep your hands busy. I'll be through in about 10 seconds.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard somebody coming.
But being so jumpy, that was me.
No, it wasn't. It's the watchman. He's coming.
Quick, douse the light. I'll get over by that door and smack him as he comes in. Got a belly, ain't you?
Yeah.
I'll give it to him good. Watch it now. He's coming.
Who's in there? Come on, answer me. Who's in there? I'm warning you now. If there's anybody in here, I'm gonna...
Oh. Okay, kid. Now we have to work fast. Get this box out of here and take it down to the car. There's dough.
What about him?
Never mind the watchman. Just do like I tell you. Get the dough out. I'll clean up around here and meet you downstairs in 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll be waiting for you in the car.
Yeah, sure. You little punk. Never take him on the job again.
Oh, my head.
Stay where you are, mister. Keep your mouth shut. I don't like watchmen.
You were in here all the time.
I said to keep your mouth shut.
You won't get away with this. You won't get out of here alive.
I won't, huh? Oh. I'll get out of here alive, all right. Only you're going out in a basket.
Homicide, Lieutenant Wigan speaking. No, not yet, Sergeant. Oh, not a thing. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. North are in my office. Okay, I'll get back to you later. That murder last night has got the whole department in an uproar.
That watchman's murder on the east side?
Mm-hmm. They dropped it in my lap at about 6 o'clock this morning, and I haven't been able to come up with a thing except this.
Well, what's that, Bill?
The murder weapon. A guy that took this on the watchman and then forgot to take it with him.
What is it, Bill? A sash weight?
No, it's part of a sectional jimmy.
What in the world is a sectional jimmy?
Oh, haven't you ever seen one?
Oh.
It's a tool. It's made for burglars. It's like a crowbar, only it splits up into 3 sections so it can be carried in a grip without being seen.
Huh. I never knew there were tools that were specially made for burglars.
Oh, there's plenty of them. And they aren't easy to come by either. This one was made by a pro.
Do you know who made it?
Well, Pam, I'm not sure, but I got a pretty good idea. It's got the same markings and workmanship as a jimmy we picked up about 2 years ago. Belonged to a thug named Newsel.
A safecracker?
One of the best.
Well, then that should make things easy, Bill. If you know who made this jimmy, all you have to do is arrest him, and you've got the murderer.
Well, it isn't as easy as that, Pam. The man who made this jimmy didn't rob that safe last night.
How do you know?
Because I sent him to jail about 6 months ago.
Well, then he's gotten out. That's it, Bill. This Newsel man has broken out of prison.
He couldn't have, Pam.
Why not?
Because I sent him up for murder. He was electrocuted the day before yesterday.
Get away from there, Windy kid, and sit down, will you? I want to pay you off and send you home to your mother.
I ain't got no mother, you know that.
A joke. I was making a joke. What's the matter with you, kid? You got no sense of humor?
I don't know anymore. After what happened last night...
Oh, forget it, Will. It's all over.
It's not all over for me, Lenny. Don't you understand? He's dead. The guy's dead. He won't walk no more. He won't speak to anybody. He won't ever see his family again.
How do you know he's got one?
I read it in the paper. He's got a sister. He's got 2 kids.
Oh, will you shut up? I'm sick and tired of you whining all the time.
I can't help it, Lenny. I can't help thinking about him. Poor old guy, I keep seeing him lying there. I can still hear him moaning when he went down.
Why did you hit him so hard?
I didn't. I just tapped him on the side of the head like I should have.
That was some tap. Paper says skull was broken in two places.
But I didn't do it, honest, Lenny. You know I wouldn't kill anybody. I just wanted to be a big shot, go along with you on a big job. I didn't want to kill anybody.
Frank, you get off that one note and start picking up your money. You got $600 coming to you.
I don't want it. Don't you see? I'd go crazy if I had that. No, I'd give myself up.
Cut it out, Frankie.
Give myself up? Yeah, that's what I'd do. Frank! What are you doing?
You've got to behave, kid.
No, no more. Please, no more.
All right, then. Hang on to yourself. You start cracking up, we'll both be in the soup.
Sorry, Lenny.
You ought to be. Remember, next time you start losing your head, I'll knock it right off.
Darling, you do know where you're taking us, I presume.
Why, of course, Jerry. I got the address, Bill.
Whose address?
Mrs. Musil's.
And who is Mrs. Musil?
Don't you remember, dear? The man who made that sectional Jimmy.
Hmm? He's Mrs. Musil?
No, dear. He's the one who went to the electric chair. Mrs. Musil is his widow.
And what do you expect to find out from her?
Oh, whatever we can, if she's willing to talk. And if she's real talky, she might tell us something about that Jimmy that was used last night.
How would she know?
Well, her husband made it, didn't he? And maybe she knows who he sold it to.
Yeah, that's an idea. Only I doubt if Mrs. Musil will do any talking to people like us.
Oh, we don't have to be like us. We can be two other people.
Who?
Two thugs from Detroit. We're safecrackers. And we need a new set of tools.
Oh, so naturally we went to her.
Naturally. Come on, Jerry. We're in the market for a sectional Jimmy. Oh, all right, dear, that's ringing. Somebody certainly will.
Yeah? What is it?
Mrs. Nozel?
Who wants to know? You an insurance man?
Oh, me? That's a good one. Tell her who I am, Sadie.
Tell her yourself. It was your idea coming here.
Coming here for what?
Look, honey, my name is Fegan. Muggsy Fegan. This is my tomato.
Pleased to meet you.
What do you want?
Well, ain't you going to leave us in or something? Your husband's an old buddy of mine. We've done time together.
My husband is dead.
Yeah, I know. We heard the sad news yesterday.
And it happened so sudden. We didn't get a chance to send flowers.
What do you want, mister?
We just done a hot job in Detroit, and we had to pull out fast. So we dropped our can openers in the ditch.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, we can't do nothing without no can openers, so we thought you might fix us up.
Are you kidding? I don't handle any of that stuff.
Don't you even have a couple of odds and ends lying around the house?
Not a thing. I got rid of all my husband's junk a year ago.
Where? Who'd you sell it to?
Nobody.
You must have sold it someplace, because one of them sectional Jimmies was used on a job last night.
Yeah, that warehouse job.
On the east side, where that watchman was killed?
That's right. The police found a hunk of that Jimmy right next to the body.
How do you know?
We get around.
Well, start getting. You know too much for me.
Now, wait a second, honey. The police get around, too, you know. And if you ain't going to be friendly about this, I might just take a notion to call him
up.
Beat
it.
Oh, look, baby, I got to know where we can find
you. Beat it, I said.
Well, I didn't know you was going to say it with a gun. Come on, Sadie.
Yeah.
We'll get that Jimmy in the 5 and 10.
Hello? Lenny?
Who's this? Well, how are you, Flo?
Crying my eyes out.
On account of the old man crying?
On account of you never get around to see me anymore, Lenny.
Well, I've been kind of busy lately.
So I heard. I understand you were kind of busy last night on the east side.
Hmm?
I want to see you, Lenny. When you coming over?
What did you say about last night?
You want me to talk about it on the phone?
Well... no.
Then when are you coming over?
Right away. you think I'm in trouble, huh?
Well, what do you think, Lenny? Did you ever hear of a guy named Muggsy Feegan?
Nope.
Neither did I. That guy was a phony if I ever saw one. And so was that dame.
Well, what are you worried about? They can't prove nothing about that, Jimmy.
They can prove my husband made it. And if they start snooping around, they might find out I gave it to you.
Who's going to tell them? You?
I might.
You wouldn't do a thing like that, honey. After all, I'm an old flame of yours.
You're an old flame of a lot of people.
But you're the only one that counts, baby.
Sure. I count up to about $5,000.
What are you talking about?
$5,000. That's what I want to keep my mouth shut.
Your mouth can be shut for a lot less than that, baby.
Is that a threat or a promise?
How do you want to take it?
In cash.
I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about you. If you don't watch your step, there'll be another funeral in the family.
I think you're bluffing, Lenny.
I'm not bluffing. You're asking for the moon.
And you're going to pay it. This ain't just a safe-cracking job, Lenny. There's a murder rap that goes with it.
Not for me, there ain't. The kid done the murder.
I still say $5,000. By tomorrow morning, or the phones start ringing.
Okay, baby. You'll get it. You'll get just what you're looking for.
Homicide, Lieutenant Wiggins speaking.
Oh, Bill, this is us. We're in a phone booth uptown.
Both of you?
Damn, you're all over my shoe.
This is mine. I'm talking. Oh, are you there, Bill?
Yes, ready and waiting.
Well, you won't have to wait much longer. We've practically got the case all solved.
Fine, fine. Where do I send the wagon?
Oh, now, don't be facetious, Bill. You remember that Mrs. Newsom?
Yes, roughly.
Well, we've been watching her apartment ever since we were over there this afternoon.
Get to the point, dear.
This is the point, Jerry.
What is the point?
That we were watching her apartment. Oh, and about a half hour ago, a big thug went in there and came out again.
He stayed about 20 minutes, Bill.
Jerry, please.
And when he came out, he was plenty mad.
But that isn't all, Bill. We followed him back to his apartment.
And?
Well, there isn't any and yet. We called because we didn't know what to do.
I'll tell you what to do. Go home.
Oh, now,
you're wasting your time, Pam. Just because you happen to see a thug who is somebody's apartment...
It wasn't just somebody's apartment. It was hers. And if this thug is the one who used her crowbar...
Jimmy.
Well, what difference does it make as long as we know his name?
It's Gorman, Bill. Lenny Gorman. That mean anything to you?
No, but I'll check on it.
But you don't sound very excited, Bill.
Well, frankly, Pam, I'm not turning handsprings.
All right. If that's the way you feel about our leads... We just won't call you anymore.
Oh, well, now, Pam, I...
Goodbye, Bill.
Pam! Pam! Oh.
Who is it?
Me, Lenny. Frank.
Wait a second. Okay, kid, come on in.
What'd you call me for, Lenny? What's up?
Sit down, kid.
Well, what is it? Something's wrong, isn't it? They got a lead on us. They found out about something.
Will you sit down? I'll tell you all about it.
Then go ahead and tell me. What are you waiting for?
For you to calm down. Now, listen, kid. I know how you feel about what happened last night. If I was in your spot, I'd be the same way. It's a rough deal killing a man.
What do you mean?
Homicide. It's a rough deal. When you're young like you, you got a chance of beating a larceny rap, but all kinds of angles. Not with murder. They give you the seat for that, whether you're young or old.
Lenny, what are you doing to me? What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to give it to you gradual, kid, so you'll understand what I'm driving at. Now, you got work to do.
Work? You want me for another job?
Something like that.
I won't do it. I'm all through to you. I won't do it.
You'll have to do this job, kid, whether you want to or not. Unless you're ready to go to the chair.
Why? What's happened?
Somebody found out about you. Somebody that feels like talking to the cops.
Who?
A dame. Besides me, she's the only one in the world that knows you killed that watchman. Get her before it's too late.
I don't get you. Take care of her how?
Show you how. With a brand new .45.
Lenny, you're just kidding, ain't you? You don't really want me to kill somebody?
She's got to kill this dame. She wants $1 million for keeping her mouth shut, and you can't pay it. Don't you get me? She'll tip the cops.
Why? What's she got against me?
Nothing. That's just it. Nothing. If you don't cough up $5,000, she sends you to the chair, just like that.
I don't care. I don't care.
Do you know what it's like, Frankie, when you're up there in the death house, I mean? You think you got it bad now. Wait till they start getting you ready for that chair.
Getting you ready?
Sure. They got to get you ready, kid. They got to shave your head and the hair in your legs. While they're doing it, there's a priest in your cell saying prayers.
I don't want a priest.
You will then, Frankie. You want a priest then more than ever. Because you'll know what you're going into. You'll know that there's something waiting for you at the end of that hall. And once you sit down in that, you're never going to get up again. You're never going to see nobody. You're never going to even breathe except that one last time when they give you the juice and it squeezes out of you. It hits you like a bomb, kid. If you wasn't strapped in that chair, well, you'd bounce all over the place. Is that what you want, Frankie? Is that what you want to go through?
No, no.
All right, then. Take this gun and do like I tell you.
Well, don't blame it on me, Jerry. Blame it on Bill. If he had had the decency to come over here when we called him, we wouldn't have to be doing this.
Well, we don't have to do it anyhow, Pam. After all, there's nobody forcing us to sneak into Lenny's apartment. Well, I've got this window practically open now. Yeah, there she comes. Do you want to go first, or shall I?
I'll go, dear. Just give me a boost. Fine. I can make it now. Can you?
I don't know why not. Yeah, there we are.
Oh, I can't see in here.
Yeah, here, take my leather.
Thanks, darling.
See anything now?
Well, not very much. Is this the living room or the bedroom?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Oh, you look through the dresser, Jerry.
All right.
I'm going to try that closet. If this Lenny man robbed that safe last night, maybe we'll find the money.
I haven't found any money yet. All I see in here is winter underwear.
Well, the closet's practically empty. No. No, it isn't. Jerry, come here.
I found something?
I'll say I found something. Look at this.
What is it?
Don't you see what it is? It's the other two pieces of that sectional Jimmy. Now, if we can only prove that they all fit together. Oh, golly. What's that?
That was me, lady.
Who?
Don't turn around. Just stay right where you are and don't move. Because if you even breathe, I'll blow you right through the wall.
Come in, kid. Come on in.
Thanks.
So Lenny didn't come with the money himself. He sent you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a lucky thing he sent it with somebody, because I wasn't bluffing.
No, ma'am.
All right, son, where is it? Let me count it.
Yes, ma'am, I got it right here in my pocket.
Well, give it to me. Don't stand there. Put that gun down.
I can't. I gotta do it.
Don't be a sap, kid. If he told you...
No, don't come any nearer. I gotta do it.
You don't? There ain't a reason in the world...
Please don't say no more. Please, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to know you.
But you just can't kill...
No, no more. If you say another word,
I'll... Stop it, kid. Don't... Ah!
Hey, what's the idea of frisking us, Lenny? We ain't got no guns.
Well, I'm just making sure, mister. When I find somebody going through my apartment, I like to be careful. Now, what's the idea?
No idea. We just blew in from Detroit, and we're looking for some burglar tools.
In my closet? Come on, open up, sister. Ain't you the two phonies that was over to see Mrs. Newsel?
Phonies? Ain't you never heard of Muggsy Figgins?
Look, wise guy, ain't got time for fooling around. Who are you? What's your racket?
I'm telling you, safe cracking.
Okay, you asked for it. Now come with me.
Where are we going?
Come with me, I said. I'll tell you all about it.
Jerry's gonna take us for a ride.
No talking, see? Just open that front door and get a move on.
Okay, okay, we're moving.
Then move. Straight down the hall and out the back.
Just a minute, Lenny.
Huh?
Here, I'll jump for you. Stay where you are, Lenny.
I'm a police officer.
Bill, how'd you get here?
You told me where you were, didn't you? I pay attention to phone calls.
But you weren't going to pay...
Well, I happened to look up Lenny Gorman's record, and it interested me. Especially the part about safe cracking.
What are you talking about? You ain't got nothing on me.
Well, we have. Bill, he's got the other parts of that sectional Jimmy right in his closet.
You're a cuckoo.
Take it easy, Lenny. Mrs. Newsel might be able to give us some information about that.
Yeah? I don't think Mrs. Newsel will do any talking.
Well, we'll see about that. Come along, all of you. I sent some of my men over to her apartment, and I want to find out what they picked up. Ah, now, easy now. Just try to take it easy, Mrs. Newsel.
I'll get the doctor, Bill.
No, 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 wait. The doctor's busy with that Frankie kid.
Gollies, what happened in here?
That's what I'd like to know.
You! You're the one that made him do it. You sent him here to kill me.
Who?
That Sherman kid, Frankie Sherman. He had the gun right up against me.
No, no, Mrs. Newsel. You got to get hold of yourself.
Can't help it. We're supposed to go ahead. They got him in the shoulder before I could pull the trigger. There was one of them at the door and another one on the fire escape.
Riley, Haynes, where are you?
In here with the kid. You want me, Lieutenant?
No, no, stay where you are. I'll be in a second.
Well, we were just coming out anyway. The kid's going to be okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. Why don't you finish me off and be done with it?
Watch what you say, kid. They'll use it against you.
What do I care? They got enough against me now to put me in the
elevator. Shut up, you sap.
Quiet, you. Let the kid talk.
What do you want me to say? I tried to kill her and I couldn't make it.
Why, Frankie? Why did you try to kill Mrs. Newsom?
Don't answer that. You got a right to have a lawyer.
Keep out of this, Lenny. He can have a lawyer any time he wants one.
What good is a lawyer? He can't do nothing for me, not where it hurts inside. Look, I killed a man. There ain't a lawyer in the world that can make him live again.
You killed him?
Last night in the warehouse, I killed a watch.
Frankie!
He was coming in while we were cracking the safe, and I hit him with a blackjack.
Well, I didn't have nothing to do with it. I wasn't anywhere near him.
Weren't you?
No. I was standing over by the safe. He's the one that killed him.
You better study up on your law, Lenny.
What are you talking about? You can't pull me in on a murder rap. I didn't even touch him.
I'm not so sure about that, Lenny. What happened after Frankie killed the watchman?
Well, nothing happened. We just grabbed the dough and beat it.
Wait a second, Lenny. We didn't grab the dough. I took it down to the car myself. You came down later.
I thought so.
Who cares what you think?
I do, Lenny, because I've been thinking the same thing myself. Now, according to the autopsy report, that watchman was killed with a heavy bar of steel, part of a sectional jimmy, not with an ordinary blackjack.
Not with a blackjack?
No. I struck several times, heavy blows with a big steel bar.
But I only hit him once. I only hit him on the side of the head. Lenny.
What do you want?
You did it, Lenny. You killed him yourself after I was out of there. You killed him and you made me think I did it.
Go on, you're crazy.
You did. You killed him. You almost got me to kill her.
Look out.
I won't. Look out, you lousy dope.
Oh, hey, stop.
Shoot
out. Can't stop it.
Now, let me go. Let me choke the wife out of him.
Hands off, I said.
You don't have to get even with him, Frankie. The state will even for you.
Say, Pam.
Yes, dear?
Whatever happened to that piggy bank I had up here on my dresser?
Piggy bank?
Now, you know I've been dropping quarters and halves into that thing for a long time.
Oh, well, when did you miss it, Jerry?
Right after we got finished with all that safe-cracking business last night.
Oh.
Say, you didn't happen to get an idea and break into it, did you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Jerry, when the laundry man came this morning...
Oh, I see.
But I was going to put the money back, dear. Mm-hmm. That's why I hid the bank. I didn't want you to discover it.
Say no more, darling. I understand everything, except for one point.
What?
Well, that piggy bank doesn't open until the whole thing's full. How in the world did you get the money out?
Oh, that was easy, Jerry. I used the sectional jimmy.